confused on that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You see, he turns faces, turns when that happens.
And we will reconvene as the county commission. And the first order of business posted for 2 o'clock is public comment. And we have one individual, Don Earhart, that has signed up to chat. Don, would you join us at the podium? And continue. Thank you.
Thank you all for allowing me to come and speak before you. The petition circulated to for planning and zoning, whether to or not to have planning and zoning. And I presented signatures to Donna Neely, and I thought I had enough. You know, as Will Rogers used to say, he said that people learn by doing. And most people learn by doing it wrong. That's what I did. This was my first attempt at passing around a petition to get signed. And we thought we had enough signatures, but we didn't. After receiving these signatures from Donna, I went over the signatures. I had to pay to do this, which I didn't like, but according to the law, I guess I have to. So I did. I paid to get the signatures, and I checked them against Donna Neely's finding, and Donna was right. And, boy, I hate to say that to a woman,
oh,
especially Donna Neely, but she was right. We're right. Okay. Enough of that. We plan to continue a petition at a later date, unless something amazing happens in the planning and zoning department. I understand we have a new leader in the planning and zoning department, and I haven't met him yet, and I'm looking forward to this. I think if we get our planning and zoning straightened out, I won't have any problem with this. So far, we've had lots of problems, and it has been going on for many years, and no one has straightened it out. I'm thankful to Danny Strahan especially for starting up and saying, we're going to really change this. I know Jim has pitched in, and I feel like that Ron, I feel like that you will pitch in on this and get this thing done in the next few months, because we will be going after a petition in the next few months, and I feel like that there has been enough stirred up already. It's not going to be that hard to get petitions. We was going out in a day and getting over 100 petitions. I mean, 100 names, excuse me, for on these petitions. One person. So you take 3 people, and that's 3 days. So I hope that we can take 4 people and get these signatures. But I'm just glad in this country that we can have an avenue of going through and getting things straightened out or attempting to straighten them out with the vote of the people. And I hope it doesn't come down to this. I hope you commissioners can make things right where we put you in charge of a great duty. And we hope that you do this duty so that I'm still the only one around in this commissioner's room that to stand up and comment. Thank you very much.
Thank you for your comments, Mr. Earhart. That concludes our public comment for this afternoon. We had, if I'm not mistaken, this morning earlier, postponed to a definite time, which was actually 2:15 the minutes, and we also have
public. I'm sorry, 2:15 for minutes. We also have records disposal at 2:15. Specifically, the minutes. I have not had any free moments to actually review the minutes, so What I'd like to do is review them and then repost at a later date.
Could we make that later date next Monday?
We can. I mean, we'll just go through the agenda process and just repost with the other minutes.
Okay.
That way we don't have to do a postpone to a definite time because we'll have the 24-hour minute.
Acceptable to you?
That's exactly what I want to do.
Okay. So the next, sir, posted item is 215 records disposal. And I think our county clerk is. However, sir, the big red clock in the sky is 208. So.
What time is it scheduled for?
215.
Donna, we're hitting this just a hair early in case anyone was waiting with bated breath for this.
The other thing that we had was sunshine policy from this morning, and I would ask that we table that also.
That's fine. We postponed that to 2:30. We can repost that also. If you want to just postpone it, but just repost
it.
Okay. All right.
What else?
I shouldn't say that because I wasn't the one that posted it. Who posted that on there?
I think we had put that on there as a default. If I'm going through the minutes meeting here, when we've met the first time for the 17th, we actually on the 17th of March said that we were going to repost for the 28th. And so we actually kind of made that decision on the 17th.
So it was a two-week?
Yeah.
Two-week. Okay. That's fine.
And but, we also never mind. Go ahead.
And then our county counselor, who's off today and tomorrow, he was the one going to present this to us, so we don't have his changes. So it'd be difficult to go through what he has gone through. So I think we either, for clarification, we just need to make sure we just repost it based off availability and review.
Do you also have his latest version of?
This is all I would. This what I have is what was attached to the document, and that's all I have. I don't know.
Well, I'd like to, before the day's out, get a copy of that also, so that I can review that, make sure it's the same as what I've read before.
It appears that we have. This may be your copy. Here's a copy right here, Ron. I think we all got copies.
Okay.
Here's your copy. You can just keep this.
Thank you, sir.
And we'll just review it and then repost once it's been reviewed. Danny, here's a copy for you if you'd like. I know you would like, so here's that. And this is what was attached, so I assume it's the most current. So we're going to repost for the sunshine, repost for the minutes. So all we have left then.
Would it be out of line regarding this, since this is currently posted for now?
2:30.
And you're getting ready to repost it for a future day. I'm wondering if we can't send a copy of this to two or three counties that have ordinances and ask what they feel about it, their opinion, or perhaps solicit copies of what they have so we can take a look at counties that are our size and what they've implemented. It'd be nice to compare it against something else. That would be wonderful. I didn't. I do like some of the things that Platt has done. Cass, Cape. I mean, there are a number of first-class counties that seem to be strong in those areas.
But you probably say first-class counties only.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Thank you, Donna. Have you got a copy of this?
Not the one that's amended.
No. That's the assumption that's the amended one.
Well, give me a chance to go through it as well. I'll make you a copy.
Thank you.
We're awfully close.
Would you like to look it up, or what we're reading for the time?
I'm sorry?
Would you like to look it up?
Sure.
What you have? Yes, yeah. You bet.
That would speed up the process a little bit.
List the retention schedule that allows us to destroy it. That's the expiration date, description, and that's just box identification numbers.
Do you shred these? What do you do?
This list?
Yeah. No, the actual items.
a week call a shred truck in, and they come in and shred them, and we watch them.
Okay.
And then we keep a book of course, we'll enter this into the minutes, but we also keep a book of these pages.
Yeah, I've got...
This is your expiration date. You got one that's funky? That's
well,
2010.
I see that.
Yeah.
Well, I'll ask you the question when we get there on the record, and you're going to read from this, or is this for me to look at while you're...
I'm just going to submit that into the minutes. That's all I'm required to do.
Okay. Why don't you go ahead, Donna?
Gentlemen, I've prepared a list of records to be disposed of. The list includes the box number to identify the box, a description of what's inside each box, the date where it has its retention date, and then the actual retention schedule from the Secretary of State's office. In some cases, it's also a statute, and the statute is listed. So I'd like to submit this list to the commission and have it spread across the minutes of the commission.
Well, let me ask you first a question about that. Is it required to be spread across the minutes of the commission?
Yes.
It is. Okay. Could I get you to come up here and ask you a question or two? I've turned the mic around. I'm just curious about Donna.
Okay.
Thank you. Is every officer required that retains records to spread across the county commission minutes those records that can be disposed of?
I think it's a general statement that says records of the county should be spread across the commission minutes before being destroyed. But I can clarify that for you.
Well, I'm curious. Should we be hearing from each elected officer? Should we...
I think it's anything that falls under the control of the commission. I take it even broader so that nobody can ever accuse me of doing anything improperly, and I also include anything I'm destroying in my office, and so that there's a record of the destruction. I can get some clarification for you.
I was just curious. Here it shows expiration date. We show some records from 05, so I'm assuming that was a...
Okay, that's under RSMO 50.272.3, and some of them are under 0.172. Any of those records that the commission has or will make a decision on has to be retained for 5 years in the county clerk's office, and so some of them haven't been destroyed in a timely manner. They've been back in the jail, and we've located them.
When we're talking about disposal of... Help me out. Is this the November 4th election that just passed?
This is 2008.
Okay, and this is the disposal date for the general election of 2008. I apologize. I did not see that. Okay. I can...
Yeah, I'd like to have it clear.
We need a motion, Ron, or do you just need to accept those as...
I think that we just need to accept them and spread them across the records, and I would state that we are going to do that, mm-hmm. if that's acceptable to you two gentlemen.
Fine with me.
That's and, what Mr. Paulson has directed in the past.
Okay.
Do you need to keep this?
I think so.
I was going to give it to her.
We're going to give it to your employee.
There you go.
Thank you, Donna.
Thank you, Donna, very much. And kudos on a earlier compliment.
I think it was quote unquote, Donna was right.
Oh, I'm not.
There's some other stuff about that, but
we're not addressing those public comments.
Oh, no, we heard that. We're articulating to her.
Yes, we were, weren't we?
We're just repeating what we heard. That's all we have left on the agenda, sir.
Gentlemen, do we still have some unfinished business on the item that we were called into emergency session for, or not.
We might. I think we're supposed to have one more session with that attorney. She's here working diligently.
Then I do not want to
adjourn.
Leave the day. I want to leave it open for that possibility if, in fact, she says she wants to meet with us again.
Okay. Just in point of clarification, tomorrow morning at 9 o'clock, we have the bid award for workman's comp. And then on Thursday, I think we're going to be changing the Thursday's schedule a little bit. We had budgetary corrections, which is some of those grammatical errors that we'll need to probably repost for another date. But besides that, Thursday's our other agenda request days and all that. So we'll be meeting Thursday. Right? Yeah. All right. That's all we have, sir.
Then until we have a clarification from the council who's here to chat with us about whether or not we'll go back into emergency executive session, I would say that we stand in recess until that time. However, Angie, we will not be going back into regular session. We'll only be going into executive session if the council so tells us to do. Thank you.